It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Many corn growers rely on a pre-emergence herbicide for early weed control, but now when a pre-emergence application isn't possible due to a wet spring, Minnesota grower Matt Yerke has found a post-emergence herbicide can deliver broad-spectrum control.
We haven't been able to get our pre's on when we wanted them to, so we've got pushed into just a post-emergence system. So we try to get out there, you know, right along that V3, V4 stage.
Matt Yerke says he sees the effect his post-emergence herbicide has on weeds right away, and then all season long.
Within a week, the weeds are white and bleached out. You know, Caprino really offers what we're looking for with the burn down and the residual control that really makes it nice to hold the weeds down till canopy. Using Caprino is a no-brainer for me.
And that's our Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. Always read and follow label instructions. That mess in the Missouri state government gets thrust into the spotlight a little more this week as the trial for the governor of Missouri on an invasion of privacy charge gets underway. There's a maximum 4-year sentence for a guilty conviction, and Missouri lawmakers could impeach Republican Eric Greitens. More losses have piled up at the U.S. Postal Service in its most recent quarter. Now, they made money a year ago, but are losing again now. The good news is the Postal Service parcel business revenue went up by almost double digits, 9.5%. However, the bad news is those parcels are the most expensive to process and to deliver. President Trump has named a task force to look into the procedures and problems at the Postal Service. They are due to report back later this summer. From This Week in Agribusiness, Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue has made no secret of the fact he doesn't like being in Washington that much. He'd rather be out of the country. Well, he'll be back out on the road this week in his RV. It's Perdue's fourth Back to Our Roots tour to hear ideas and concerns from local farmers, ranchers, ag students, community leaders, and others. This tour will run through Thursday and include stops in New Mexico, Wyoming, Colorado, and Nebraska. During different segments of the tour, Secretary Perdue will be joined by the governors of New Mexico, Colorado, and Nebraska. He'll also meet with the state ag secretaries or state ag commissioners of New Mexico, Colorado, Nebraska, and Wyoming. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall is due to meet with Perdue at some point in the tour. The ag secretary calls his tour another great chance to escape Washington and meet face-to-face with America's farmers, ranchers, and foresters. It has been almost 4 years since a family's dog, the dog Bambi, went missing at Lansing, Michigan. The Weifrig family said Bambi had started running away after the family's other dog died of cancer. Well, the call came the other day from a company that tracks microchips implanted in pets, and Bambi had been found, wandering the streets of Toledo, Ohio, some 100 miles away. Bradley Weifrig told the Toledo Blade newspaper, Bambi has settled back in nicely with the family now, and even remembers some of her old tricks. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Bayer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.